Triathlon success depends on structured training, realistic expectations, and avoiding the common mistakes that hold beginners back. Many new athletes are overwhelmed by conflicting advice, but the sport is accessible with basic gear and a progressive plan. One important regulatory detail is that USA Triathlon uses USAT age. You compete in the age group you will reach by December 31 of the current year, and many first-timers miss that. Beginners should start with sprint triathlons, typically a 750-meter swim, 20-kilometer bike, and 5-kilometer run. The standard distances are sprint, 750 meters swim, 20 kilometers bike, 5 kilometers run, Olympic, 1500 meters swim, 40 kilometers bike, 10 kilometers run, half Ironman or 70.3, 1900 meters swim, 90 kilometers bike, 21.1 kilometers run, and full Ironman, 3800 meters swim, 180 kilometers bike, 42.2 kilometers run. Most successful triathletes began with sprint distances, and a beginner can prepare for a sprint in about 8 to 12 weeks with 4 to 5 hours of training per week. Olympic distance preparation usually requires 6 to 7 and a half hours per week. Essential gear is minimal: a functional bike, helmet, swimwear, goggles, and running shoes. Upgrades can wait until your commitment grows. A basic training week should include at least 2 swim, bike, and run sessions, plus a brick workout, which is a bike ride immediately followed by a run. Brick sessions prepare the body for the unusual feeling of running after cycling. Recovery is equally important. Schedule rest days and reduce training volume every third or fourth week to prevent injury and allow adaptation. Training should be periodized rather than random. Many triathletes quit because of poor periodization. A typical structure includes 4 phases. The base phase lasts about 12 weeks and focuses on low-intensity endurance, with occasional short, faster efforts. The build phase lasts about 8 weeks and becomes more race-specific, emphasizing workouts that simulate race conditions. The peak phase lasts about 4 weeks and balances intensity with recovery, using race simulations every third or fourth day. The taper phase occurs 1 to 3 weeks before the race, cutting volume by 40 to 60% while maintaining intensity. A good taper can improve performance by 2 to 3%. Athletes should also monitor chronic training, load to avoid overtraining. Swimming is the weakest discipline for many triathletes. Beginners should focus first on comfort in the water, breathing, and balance. Short, frequent sessions of about 30 minutes can improve feel and technique more effectively than long, inefficient workouts. Technique matters more than brute effort because poor form reinforces bad habits. Transitions are another area where beginners lose time. Professional triathletes can complete the first transition in under a minute and the second in about half that time. To improve, athletes should practice transitions regularly, arrange gear in the exact order it will be used, use landmarks to locate their spot quickly, and consider using baby powder in running shoes to reduce chafing. Strength training is valuable, not optional, for most triathletes. Even about 30 minutes per day can improve running and cycling economy, raise lactate threshold, increase anaerobic capacity, and reduce injury risk. It supports performance and long-term health. Common beginner mistakes include following someone else's training plan without adjusting for personal fitness, underfueling, focusing too much on one sport, and neglecting transition practice. Motivation improves with a training partner, progress tracking, and variety in routes and workouts. Nutrition is critical, especially for longer races. A useful guideline is to consume about 100 grams of carbohydrates per hour during the bike leg. Athletes should practice their race nutrition in training, favoring easily digestible, liquid-based calories and testing options before race day. The central takeaway is that structured, consistent training outperforms random hard efforts. Athletes who follow a planned progression are far more likely to finish successfully. Building a solid endurance base, adding race-specific intensity, tapering properly, practicing transitions, and including strength work create a reliable path from first race to long-distance competition.